Here's a thought about becoming an artist. Last week, Adobe announced a new software called Photoshop Camera for smartphones that supposedly turns you into an artist. Yay! Well, not really. What it does is it takes a picture with your smartphone and then simply applies a bunch of preset processing to it so that you can do bizarre things to your photographs. Sometimes they could be interesting, I understand that. But do you really want to make a photograph and have it turned into something that looks like a Van Gogh painting with his kind of brushstrokes and colors, etc.? Does that make you an artist? Or is it just fooling ourselves that something as simple as buying a piece of software and applying it to a bunch of images turns us into an artist? I guess I'm a snob. I don't think that's what an artist is. I don't think that's what an artist does. And I think this business about Photoshop presets or Lightroom presets that somehow make your mundane photograph into a work of art by altering the colors or the texture or the whatever the case may be, that is, in my mind, that is not what it takes to become an artist. Becoming an artist is a completely different thing. It may end up that you do something interesting with an Adobe Photoshop camera filter, but if you do so, it's not that the filter turned you into an artist. It's that as an artist, you had the good sense and the good taste and the aesthetic wisdom to know that that filter was exactly the right thing to do. Becoming an artist is not a matter of trickery. It's certainly not a matter of one-button improvements to your photographs. And like I say, if you think it is, you're just fooling yourself.